my research group, we were the first to say back in an article that was published in June of 2020 that when we look at all-cause mortality data, there is no pandemic. There was a peak of deaths at the beginning in certain hotspots that was directly due to how people were treated in hospitals and care homes. It was quantitatively due to that. There is no, so I can tell you, after 3 years of intense study that we are continuing, I can tell you the following thing. And this is hard scientific conclusions from looking at the data. There was no pandemic. There was no particularly virulent pathogen whatsoever. There's no evidence for it. There is nothing that is spreading that causes death. So those are firm conclusions from our, I have written more than 30 scientific reports about all-cause mortality and COVID-related science, and I can tell you these things with certainty. So when Ava says there's no global warming, I also study global warming. I did the calculations, the radiation transfer. I can tell you Ava's right. As a scientist, I can tell you there's no global warming, there was no pandemic, nothing is spreading, nitrogen is not a problem, cow farts are not a problem. I can tell you these things with certainty. I'm not joking. I'm a scientist. The article about radiation transfer and so-called global warming that I wrote in 2010, parts of it were read in the U.S. Senate. It was very impactful. Scientists have said this is rigorous, this is hard. What we showed, what I showed in that calculation was you can double the amount of CO2 and it will not have a noticeable effect on the Earth's mean surface temperature, period. That's a hard calculation. So I've been doing this for many years. Every time there is a problem in society where science can be of some help, I get right in there and I do it. And so we have done this for COVID. We were the first to establish the points that I just told you about, and then we moved on to the vaccines. And what we found was that the vaccines are a toxic substance. They should be interpreted and thought of as a toxic substance that they inject into your arm. The best way to understand the effect of the vaccine is to study toxicology. So we showed that as soon as a booster is rolled out to a particular age group, very rapidly, within weeks, immediately there follows a peak in all-cause mortality. And we see this repeatedly in country after country. We have studied more than 100 countries now, and the vaccines are clearly temporally associated with peaks in all-cause mortality. And we're able to calculate the toxicity of that vaccine, and we find that the risk of dying per injection increases with age, and it increases exponentially with age, and your risk of dying per injection doubles every 4 or 5 years of age. We were the first to demonstrate that. We have demonstrated it repeatedly for many countries, Australia, Israel, Peru, many countries. And so in this study, one of the things we found, and this should convince anybody, the following thing. We can quantify excess mortality, whether or not there's mortality beyond the historic trend as a function of time. And what we find is that in more than half of the countries around the world, there is absolutely no excess mortality in the entire period from the time the pandemic was declared in March of 2020 all the way to until mortality starts to increase when the vaccines are rolled out. In more than half the countries in the world, there's no excess mortality until the vaccines are rolled out. And then there is a significant shift to a domain of higher mortality. And this is clear in the data itself.